Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish of Allston, Massachusetts. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish, and we're located at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts. And we invite you to be part of our broadcast every day from 3 to 3:15. We also invite you to be part of our masses on weekends. We're available. We have masses on weekends, 4 o'clock p.m. on Saturdays and 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays. We also have mass in Brazilian Portuguese at 8 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. on Sundays. Well, we are now entering into the second week of Lent. So in this six-week journey, we're entering into the second half of the first third, if that makes any sense. Anyway, that's what we're entering into. And it might be time for us to reflect on what it is that we truly believe and why we do what we do. And are we actually teaching people correctly how to do this or what it is we believe? See, one of the things we can understand is that a lot of people have this very basic understanding of our faith, and it isn't all that accurate. And because of that, they walk away, or they get turned off, or they get hurt, or whatever the case may be. And the understanding is basically this, that as I explained to my own parishioners, good people go to heaven and bad people go to hell, period. So if you are a good person, the Lord will welcome you into heaven, wonderful. And if you are a bad person, the Lord will cast you into this lake of fire that he prepared just for people like you. Okay, but what if that isn't fully accurate? You might say, well, but that's the way I learned it. But what if it isn't fully accurate? First of all, we should understand that, therefore, where the Lord is leading us to, which would be heaven, and where he's leading us away from, which would be hell. And in order to understand that, maybe we should understand that whole good people go to heaven and bad people go to hell part. Because if I say right away that you have to be a good person to get to heaven, which is understandable, which is pretty much what we believe, then what do I do about St. Dismas? If you don't know who St. Dismas is, St. Dismas was the good thief on the cross. Well, we can say he was good, but he was also a thief. And he, by his own admission, he belonged there. He was the good thief on the cross. But what happened is he came to realize that what he did was wrong and that he was absolutely wrong in his choices that led him to the cross where he admits he belonged. Okay. And the only way he could possibly make up for this is, number one, to accept his fate, but number two, turn to the Lord and ask him for salvation. So even he, who was by his own admission a bad person, but recognized his error, granted at the end of his life, but recognized his error and recognized that even to him, Jesus gave hope and he asked the Lord to lead him into his kingdom. And the Lord said that he would lead him into paradise that very day. So you can see that it's not specifically good people go to heaven and bad people go to hell. It is people who recognize that it is Christ who has the answer to the question, who are you, O Lord, and who am I? And it is when we recognize that and say, Lord, teach me how to become what you created me to be so that I may become what Saint Irenaeus taught was fully human and fully alive. And we become fully human and fully alive in the kingdom of God. There is the other side, and you could be a quote-unquote good person and end up on the other side. And what is the other side? Well, we can see that in the bad thief on the cross. The bad thief on the cross has a very unique distinction. He's one of the two people who spoke to Jesus to whom Jesus never spoke back. The other one is King Herod, probably one of the most evil human beings that ever existed on the face of the earth. And you have the bad thief on the cross who never acknowledges why he's on the cross. He never acknowledges who Jesus is. And to his dying breath, he just manipulates Jesus tries to manipulate Jesus to get what he wants. He doesn't care about anyone but himself. And so he's really sealed himself off from God, and in a sense, he's sealed himself off from his own reality. He's kind of living in his own dark world, and that's why he tries to manipulate Jesus to give him freedom, has no intention of repentance, has no intention to change, and he demonstrates for us who or what type of person ends up in hell. What type of person ends up in hell? The severe narcissist who says, I want my world my way, and I don't care who I have to hurt or destroy in order to get it. So you see that radical difference. And you could also understand that you could never live in a society with people like the bad thief on the cross if you choose to live in a society that is filled with justice, joy, and love. They just can't exist there because they are the epitome of selfishness. So was King Herod. So we look at that, and now we understand a little bit of where the Lord is leading us if we acknowledge that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and where we cannot go if we reject him and reject everything he stands for and everything that we are, and just live in our own selfish world. And that is essentially what the church actually teaches. The church teaches that those people who go to hell are actually these obstinate people who reject everything that Christ has to offer them. And you can see that depicted extremely well in the bad thief on the cross. What the Lord teaches us is that when we acknowledge him as the way, the truth, and life, we acknowledge our need for salvation, and we acknowledge that he is the one that can lead us to salvation, then we open the door to the salvation to which Christ calls us, and he desires to call us to that. And what is that salvation? To grow into the point that we become fully human and fully alive. Be transformed, I guess, is a better word. So that's what we actually teach. And when we understand it that way, now we have an understanding of what heaven is, and we understand of what hell is. Now we want an understanding of what we can do, not only to get to heaven, but how we can lead others to heaven. And Lent is that great time to come to appreciate that, to understand that, and to lead ourselves to be more open to Christ's grace in our lives, and also to lead others to understand what Christ is doing for them. And the best way we can do that is live, as I've said before, that prophetic life that leads others to know that Christ is alive. So these realities are there, and Lent is that time to grow in holiness, so that as we grow in holiness, we grow in our ability to serve Christ, to know Christ, to love Christ in such a way that others come to encounter Christ, or at least desire to encounter Christ through what we have to share just by living our lives. And it all begins by recognizing that Christ is alive, and that we choose to seek him, to follow him, to emulate him, and we choose to bring people to know him. So that's powerful, and that's where it all begins. So we see that dichotomy. So if we simplify it, and this is where we run into trouble, and say good people go to heaven and bad people go to hell, that's the way it is, and Joe Smith over here is a good person because he does everything he's supposed to be doing, and he's just this wonderful person who conforms to everything he's supposed to be doing. But Joe Smith has no idea who Jesus is, does not want to know who Jesus is, rejects Jesus, and so never understands the offering of salvation. Then Joe Smith is actually closer to someone who has cut them off from God, cut themselves off from God, than someone who actually, like the humbled good thief on the cross, says, wow, now I understand who this Jesus is, and I'm going to ask him to bring me into his kingdom. You see, it's the humble person who discovers Christ. And that's what we come to understand. It's the humble person who recognizes the gift of God and their desire for it, who comes to experience Christ because they seek him. And that's what we're called to embody by our relationship with Christ, so we can teach others and that others may come to know him. And so our relationship begins with saying, you know what? I realize I cannot live a holy life unless I first know Christ. I can know all the rules of the church perfectly. I can follow them perfectly. I can make sure that I show up at church every single Sunday on time. I can stand at the right time. I can kneel at the right time. I can open my book to the right place. But you can be all of that and never have an understanding of Christ and your need for him. But the person who turns around and says, you know what, I've come to realize that I need Christ, is the one who is going to find Christ. There's something else there that's really important. And we're going to develop this as we go through the week. You and I are human. That's it. We're human. You say, well, I had that figured out by the time I was 5. Yes, I understand that. But hear what I'm saying. That's all we are, is human. Christ created us to be human. That's all we need to be. And we need our relationship with Christ as human beings to grow closer to him, but we don't need to be anything else but human, because that's all we are. And so when we turn to Christ and say, I am a human being who recognizes that I am part of this creation and I need to be in contact with the Creator, and I need to be so in contact with the Creator that Christ is going to lead me as the Son of God to experience the fullness of everything that God, as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, wants me to become. But I need to be in touch with the Creator. And the only way I can do that is A, acknowledging that I am sinful because I am human, and B, acknowledging that I need Christ to lead me where I can't figure out to go on my own. That brings us to what we are truly all about. You are listening to The Voice of St. Anthony Parish. We're located on the web at Saint, S-A-I-N-T, Anthony, Alston.org, and we also have saintstanthonyhomilies.com. Come join us and be part of our parish on weekends, 4 o'clock p.m. on Saturdays and 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays. Have a blessed day and make Lent count.